Have you ever felt like you weren't alone during life's most dangerous moments? Today, we'll explore an extraordinary story that suggests we might be more protected than we realize. Stay tuned to hear the story. Ave mundi spes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're excited to have you with us. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede in powerful ways today. Join us as we share new videos and shorts 5 days a week, diving into the extraordinary life and miracles of this beloved saint. Discover how Padre Pio's legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's embark on this spiritual journey together. Before we dive into today's story, I want to express my sincere gratitude to all my viewers for your kindness and support. You might not know it, but your kind words of encouragement mean a lot to me, so thank you from the heart. Now, for those unaware, today, October 2nd, is the Memorial Day of the Holy Guardian Angels. And, as you all certainly know, Padre Pio was a fervent advocate of strengthening our relationship with our guardian angel. So, what better way to commemorate this Memorial Day than with a guardian angel story? Some months ago, I asked you, my dear viewers, to share your experiences with guardian angels. Today, I would like to share with you an amazing story from one of our viewers named Bill. Bill titled his story, Nothing by Chance. Listen to this. I will never forget the strange events of that August day. They began in the early morning, a gray and misty pre-dawn Sunday. My memories of that day are as vivid as though it was only yesterday. The mist of the morning cast a foggy, almost smoky hue of pale gray in the rising sunlight beaming through our window. Beck and I were fast asleep, yet something stirred me awake. I awoke on my usual right side, facing the door which led into the hallway. As I peered through the gray hue and my vision became more focused, I was startled immediately and fully awake when I realized that someone was standing directly beside our bed. I see him now as I saw him then, tall and slender. He had straight, shoulder-length brown hair. I saw no facial hair. His eyes were dark, shining. He smiled warmly as he looked down at me. He wore a plain white robe draped by a light brown cloak. I was stunned by his countenance towards me. Kind, loving, friendly. I don't remember being fearful. He said nothing to me. He only smiled. Not so much at me as on me. I had never seen such a smile. I thought initially that it was Beck who was standing there. I can't explain why I would think that. If you know Beck, then you know that she is a few centimeters short of 5 feet in height, and she has always worn her wavy hair short. As I looked at this stranger standing over me, I spoke Beck's name. Becky, I said. I heard her voice coming from behind me. I turned behind me to see her still sleeping. I turned back and the stranger was gone. I was dazed and questioning. I asked myself, what just happened? Finally, an answer came to me. It must have been a hypnopompic hallucination. I knew from my study of sleep medicine that hallucinations can occur before falling asleep, hypnagogic, or when waking, hypnopompic. These hallucinations may cause a person to see, hear, or feel things that aren't there. Although I had never had a hypnopompic hallucination before, or since, I sighed in relief that what I thought I saw was only a hallucination caused by waking from a dream. It was going to be a full and busy day. I had made an appointment to meet for lunch with a pastor in Wisconsin Rapids, a city 70 miles from our home. As I prepared to leave for the appointment, the events of the morning had ceased to bother me. I had all but forgotten it. I hopped into my little Honda and headed off to my appointment. Everything was going as I had planned. I enjoyed the sunny drive through the countryside. It was going to be a great trip and a great day. I drove further and further when suddenly the car made a terrible sound and began to shake. I became overcome by fear. If you know anything about me, then you know that I have no knowledge about cars. I mean, I'm the guy who drove with a flat tire for miles and miles, thinking the shaking I was experiencing indicated a need for a tune-up. So, there I was, driving with another shaking incident. But it was different. It was loud, and the shaking seemed more violent. I was in the countryside. Cell phones were a thing of the future. I saw no houses. I was the only car on the road. In my panic, I was afraid to keep going. Yet, I was also afraid that if I stopped, I would be stranded. So, I continued to drive on, reasoning that each mile I drove would get me that much closer to my destination. Thankfully, I made it. My pastor friend and I had agreed to meet at a fast food restaurant in his town. I pulled into the parking lot with such a thankful heart. Our appointment lasted a couple of hours. In that time, I had completely forgotten about the car incident. But before we continue with Bill's story, if you've been moved by our stories about Padre Pio and would like to deepen your connection with this apostolate while helping us continue producing content for the benefit of souls, please consider joining our Protected Children of Padre Pio program. By joining, you become more than just a supporter of a YouTube channel. You become a Padre Pio apostle, helping us bring his teachings to many. As a member, you'll also receive special benefits, such as masses celebrated regularly for your intentions. So please help. To learn more about how you can join and make a difference, please click the link in the description below. Now back to our story. When our time together ended, my friend and I walked to my car. I started the engine when suddenly my friend, who was standing near the rear of the car, exclaimed, "Bill, wait." I got out of the car and walked toward him when he said, "Look." The rear wheel of the driver's side of the car was totally detached from a broken axle. Fortunately, it was fixable, but undrivable. We called a mechanic who towed the car to his shop. He asked me how I was able to drive the car at all, since a broken axle renders a car immovable. I had no reasonable response. He told me that it would take a week to repair, so I called Beck to come to get me. As we drove home, I questioned in my mind how it was, according to the mechanic, possible that I was able to drive the car all those miles. Suddenly, verses of scripture came to me. Are they not all ministering spirits, sent out to provide service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation? And, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. Then I suddenly remembered my hallucination from that morning, and I knew that it had been no hallucination at all, but a great grace to meet, face to face, my guardian angel. What else could it have been? I had been blessed to see the guardian who had kept me safe when, at the age of 6, I had been hit by a car, or as a teenager, when I had been given the extra strength to keep swimming when I had foolishly tried to swim across a lake and came near drowning, or the time when I collided my car into a transformer pole during a rainstorm, when the police said someone had to have died in the accident and questioned me repeatedly who else was in the car. By what coincidence could it have been that it was that morning that I had my first and last hallucination that very morning? No, it was most assuredly a great grace. I remember this so plainly. Just now I wonder, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you would visit him? To conclude his story, Bill thoughtfully included Padre Pio's prayer to his guardian angel. So let's take a moment to pray it together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Angel of God, my guardian, to whom the goodness of the Heavenly Father entrusts me, enlighten, protect, and guide me now and forever. Amen. I want to end today's video by sending a huge thanks to Bill for sharing his story. It was a pleasure to narrate. I would also like to remind you, my dear viewers, that if you have any personal stories or experiences that you would like to share, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to share them in the comments or send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you so much for watching, and stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.